ABC News.
Well, I think that, you know, Israel is happy that the Australian government has recognized West Jerusalem. I think that Australia is a consistent ally of Israel. So it was not entirely expected, but I think that Israel's pleased. I think that they do wonder about this issue of West Jerusalem, and they would have, of course, preferred to include all of Jerusalem. And I think that they hope that the long-term trend would eventually mean actually having physical embassies in Jerusalem, because in this case, they recognize West Jerusalem, but there is no date in terms of the embassy.
Is there any similarity with any other nation that have taken a similar stand?
I think Russia has basically made a kind of similar pronouncement. I don't think most of the other countries, few of them have basically tried to follow the U.S. line, which is to say, okay, we'll recognize Jerusalem, we'll move the embassy. But I think that Russia and Australia have some similarities here in terms of recognizing West Jerusalem, but not moving the embassy, is basically what they've done.
So let's look at the history of this thing. When the State of Israel was founded, I understand that a lot of countries did base their embassies in Jerusalem. What changed?
I think it was perhaps something like a dozen or so, maybe a few more over time. But I think what happened was, after the 1967 war, Israel conquered East Jerusalem and the West Bank. And so then there was, of course, UN resolution saying that Israel should withdraw, and then there was eventually this Oslo peace process about two states. But I think the problem for many countries was when Israel decided to basically annex East Jerusalem, and I think it was officially done in 1980, and basically say, well, the whole of the city is part of Israel. And I think for many states, they felt that went against the kind of UN resolution 1947 and international law. And so they said, well, by basing the embassies there, we seem to be giving Israel basically a carte blanche to do that. So we're going to move the embassies to Tel Aviv. And that's kind of how this has all transpired.
And the second part of the Australian decision was that whilst Australia would recognise West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, it also said that the Australians would recognise the Palestinian capital as being East Jerusalem once there's a two-state solution. Was that intriguing, that decision as well?
Well, I think this is the official stance of most countries, which is that there should be a two-state solution and East Jerusalem would be the capital of the future Palestinian state. That's also basically been the U.S. policy as well. And I think even if we look at the Trump decision about the U.S. also said, well, this doesn't, you know, negate the fact that there could be a future status in terms of the rest of Jerusalem. So I think that's kind of where most of the world thinks is going to happen, which is eventually East Jerusalem or some token part of East Jerusalem will be the capital of a Palestinian state. I don't know if that's entirely realistic, but I think that's what officially the policies and international law and all these things conceive of.
Well, let's talk about realism, the two-state solution. Is it a pipe dream?
I think that in the current scenario in Israel, in terms of what surveys show, that basically the next government will be very similar in ideology to the current one in terms of being a center-right, right-wing government. So I don't think there's any chance that Israel's current leadership has any view of a Palestinian state emerging, even if they pay some lip service here and there to that. I don't think that's something Israel wants. So it doesn't seem realistic. If Israel doesn't want it, then how is that ever going to happen? And also, the Palestinians themselves are divided between Gaza and the West Bank. So there's that problem as well. And I think there's just the whole nature of the way in which the West Bank looks, which is there's no, if you look at a map of the West Bank and you see all of the Jewish Israeli communities in the West Bank and the Palestinian communities, it doesn't seem any possible way that you could ever disentangle them. So I just don't see geographically how it will ever happen either.
And is a two-state solution the only game in town? Is there any other alternative?
I think there are other models of alternatives. I mean, some people talk about the one-state solution. I don't think that's really an alternative because I don't think Israel wants millions of Palestinian citizens who have become part of Israel. I don't think Palestinians want to be Israeli citizens, most of them. So I think what might happen is, you know, some sort of status quo in which you have a kind of statelet that exists, a semi-autonomous region that exists and has never received full statehood. And that may look like other models, for instance, like Turkish Northern Cyprus or what goes on, for instance, in northern Iraq with the Kurdistan Autonomous Region, or even all these little places in Eastern Europe, parts of what used to be Ukraine or the Caucasus, where you have these little tiny statelets like Abkhazia or the Donetsk People's Republic that nobody really recognizes, but nevertheless exists, like Somaliland or something. So I think that it may be that that's what actually happened, and that's kind of not a two-state solution. It's one-and-a-half-state solution, sort of.
ABC News.